Welcome to the Thursday's edition of the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Infire FM. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? Oh my God. It's the third day in the month of November already, and I hear someone say, how time flies. I mean, now, we're saying Happy New Month. Well, Happy New Month to you. I mean, it's still a good time to say Happy New Month. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and like I said earlier, it is a Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info. What do I have in store for you today? Children interference in parental conflict. Case study of infidelity and domestic violence. The question we'll try to answer would be, should children interfere in parental conflicts, especially when it concerns cases of infidelity and domestic violence? We're just going to a quick commercial break.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet is still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. Before we went in the commercial break, I was letting you in on the first conversation we're going to be having today, talking about children interference in parental conflict. I'll give you details shortly. Fasten your seatbelt and let us start this journey with two stories I came across. Story number one. A young lady reaches out to as many followers she has on Twitter to share her mother's ordeal. Okay, so she dropped videos that clearly showed that her father was maltreating the mother, hitting her, abusing her, even had neighbors coming to try to separate, and the father was not showing any form of remorse whatsoever, and she was appealing to the public to help. Why was she doing that? She wanted her mom to still be alive. She needed help for the mother. She needed some sort of rescue mission on behalf of the mother. She didn't want the mother to die in that marriage. Now, everyone would expect that, okay, why are you bringing this to the public? What have you done as a daughter? And she said, well, she can't really confront her father because at the time of, you know, sharing this story, he was the person taking care of her education and everything. So this one she has done now, she's even scared that he may refuse to continue catering for her, as it were. So she needs help. She doesn't have money of her own. She's a student, but she needs a way out. She needs to take the mom out of the house. They need to relocate to someplace better. They need to start a life away from the father. And when that happens, where does that leave her? It leaves her with absolutely nothing. So she will also need help for herself. And some people termed it as interference. You shouldn't have brought this to the public space. And then for some other persons, where do you live? Have you contacted these people? Have you contacted human rights? Have you contacted this? Okay, drop your address. Some people say, you know what, drop your account number. Some people say, hey, beware. What if she's just making up this story? Does she have the consent of her mother to even share this online? This happened on Twitter, by the way. Does she have the consent of her mother, the sufferer in this case, to divulge such information on in a public space? I beg your pardon. Those were some of the reactions. Second story. I came across this one last night. A 5-minute, 24-second video 24 seconds video of children who had some way somehow gotten hold of their father's mobile phone and went through the chats he had with his side chick. So they were in the living room, a Ugandan family currently resident in the US, and they were reading the chats of the chats between their father and the side chick, all in the living room. So the father was seated on the couch, the other daughters were there, the mother was there. In fact, they didn't just read it out, they cast the screen of the phone to the television so everyone could see. And trust me, these are not things I can say at this time of the day on air. I mean, if I was still on chat station, maybe I would use the words they actually used, but we're talking some really, really sensual stuff. You know, what the man will do to the woman, what the woman will do to the man, and all of that. And they outrightly said, "Dad, you messed up." Not their exact words. I can't say what they said, but they said, "You messed up. How can you do that? I can't even look at you as my father anymore." The other daughter said, "You know what? I'd known about this since 14 years ago, or since I was 14. And I don't know. I just had to live with it. Maybe because you still pay my school fees and all of that." And then she pointed out to the other daughter and says, "This, you see this particular one? She's always fond of you. She's always, you know, been there for you. You can never talk trash about you to this one. But now she's found out that you have another woman besides her mother. How do you think it makes her feel?" And the mother was also there saying stuff. These are clear cases of children interfering in whatever conflict is going on between their mother and their father. When two people decide to take the bold step to become one, there is always something they say when they're joining them together, especially if they got wedded in the church. You remember what they always say? Should I repeat? Or should I remind us? Okay. It is, "What God has joined together, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder." It's a very popular saying when two people are getting married. And others say things like, "They know they put mouth for man and woman matter, oh, because when they go settle, now you then go take settle." But what about cases of conflict that directly affects the children birthed in a union? Now, from these two stories I have shared, one is a case of domestic violence, the other is a clear case of infidelity. These children are directly affected. Whatever the outcome will be, whether it's going to lead to a separation, whether it's going to lead to the possible death of one of the partners, whether it's going to lead to total disrespect from one of the partners, you can start enumerating what the possible outcome would be and how it will affect the children. So if the children are part of the union, and if the children are affected by the actions and inactions of the two people in the union, is it out of place for the children to interfere when some of these conflicts arise? The question is, should children interfere in a parental conflict, especially when it concerns cases of infidelity and domestic violence and any other possible case you can possibly think of? Let's talk. The number to call, the only number you should call, the smart number you should call to be a part of this conversation is 070-0923-0923. The number again is 070-0923-0923. The number again, the only number you should call is 070-0923-0923. Also, you can send us a WhatsApp message. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809 0302-0306416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. Please be audible so we can hear you. We have a call screener on standby, so when you call, you're not speaking to me directly. You speak to them, and then they will hand they'll pass on the call through to me. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Do be a part of a conversation. Ekene. Oh dear, sorry, we lost the call with Ekene already. Please do well to call back. Remember Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and then the Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Like, share, but most importantly, drop your comments in the comment session and I read them in course of the conversation. Emeka from Eneka, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yeah, then it's a good morning.
Good afternoon. It's afternoon,
oh,
actually.
Good afternoon already. Don't mind myself.
Okay.
For me, the first one, I don't see it as interference or even either of it.
Mm.
I cannot be in a house as a child and you are beating my mom.
Mm.
It's not possible. Yeah, maybe it's because she's a woman, and even if she wants to control the dad, she could be beating up as well, talking about going to school.
Mm.
If your mom dies, is it the school that is more important?
Mm.
It's not. Yeah, but I know yesterday I was with a friend and she somehow narrated a similar thing. This one wasn't like physical abuse, but a psychological abuse. And the children are involved in this.
Wow.
So they need not to keep quiet. They should seek for help, because it could be the part, could be from the woman, could be from the man.
Mm.
But we hear more when a man is the tormentor.
Mm.
But whatever, whichever way, the children are already part of the house. It's not like you should have, you shouldn't put a thunder.
Mm.
There is already a thunder in it. So you need to protect life before whatever thing you talk about relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's for me. For the US people, I think that one is a joke taken too far. The man is listening to the chat, the woman too is there, and the children is doing out the whatever. I don't know, I can't say anything about the initial one. The first one is no, the child should raise a lamp and interfere, because life is golf. That's your mom.
All right then. Thank you, Emeka. Tosin, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead. Hello, Tosin. Can you hear me?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Tosin. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Sorry, your skin is just me.
Yeah, I called you by your name. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to state a fact. The children are like the second couple in a marriage that God has joined together.
Okay.
And they are mostly the sufferers. Because at an average, you're saying, when two elephants fight,
the grass
does your suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the children have to speak out. The time has come for them to speak out, because they are adults. They can't keep dying in prison. Emotionally, mentally. And then when they grow up and get married, they find themselves in such circumstances. Because it's what they have witnessed.
Mm.
Most parents, especially the father, because at times he pays the school fees, he uses that as a yardstick to shut the mouth of the children.
Mm.
Probably, if the children cry out to the general public on time, the life of that woman would have been saved. So you see, the children are not in any way putting a thunder any marriage. They are just trying to help out, make sure that their family stays together. They are not strangers.
Mm.
They are the product of that marriage. And they have a role to play to make it stay. Anyway, it depends on our mentality, how we see it. Because most children are highly affected by what their parents do.
Okay.
Especially the father.
Okay. So Tosin, if that is the
I
case.
Am a victim.
Okay, go ahead.
I am a victim. I'm a victim. And I'm going to call you. I am a survivor. All my children will not be allowed to stay with me because I don't want to crowd their boundaries. Still with their father. And they know how much they have been happy for each day by their father. I am only trying to make sure I have an income. I can now rent my own apartment and put my children.
Wow.
Going to see that, going to welfare, it involves the money I would use as pay transport to people or go to welfare. Kids are not. Them can help to give them a meal because their father is not even feeding them.
Wow.
So these children we are talking about that they go in. They put asunder. How are they putting asunder? They are suffering.
Oh dear, Tosin, your line is breaking. I'd like for you to call us back. Now, we've had instances where either the mother or the father will call the children, especially when the children are adults. Your mother has started again, oh. Daddy, what has she done this time? Come and talk to your mother, oh. I don't know what is wrong with her. If I hit her now, you people will say that I've started again. Come and talk to your mother, oh. Or it's the mother that will bring out her phone, dial the number, pam, 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 pam. Hey, mommy, how are you? Hey, wait, first, your father has started again, oh. Come and warn him, oh. Come and talk to him, oh. He has started following small, small girls again, oh. And you see the children will run. Maybe they are also married. And they leave their individual homes. And they go to their parents' houses. And they're seated with the parents. And the mother will talk. Yeah, your father did this one. Yesterday it was with Chioma. The day before yesterday, I caught him with Amaka. This other, I caught him with our house help. The other day, I caught him with this other person. And they are settling disputes, conflicts between their parents. And one will begin to ask, who gave them such powers to even be called to such a meeting, as it were? Who gave them the right to know what is even going on between their parents so much so that they are being called on the phone to come and talk to this the erring parent to be upright, or as we'll say, to put them to order? Should they be interfering, or should they mind their business? This is mommy and daddy's business. It's not our business. The day that they fell in love, we were not there. When they say you are the cockroach in my cupboard, the sugar in my tea, the butter to my bread, we were not there. Why are they calling us now that there is a problem? Or why should we be bothered? Or why should we interfere? Or why should we run up and down looking for help? Ekene, I don't know what's happening, but every time Ekene tries to reach us, he somehow gets disconnected. Mrs. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, please.
Good afternoon, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Honestly, it's heartbreaking. It is. It's not right to involve the children to such crisis at home. Today, a lot of adults are victims of their father and their mother crisis. The experience, the whole issue, a lot of them are wounded. They cannot love. They cannot trust. They can't even give a second chance because of what they saw their father did to their mother. Or what their mother did to their father. So involving the kids, that is the problem we have today. Why marriages are bumping up, share the life of these people. Most of them who are divorced today, they saw experience from their parents. They never saw their father apologize to their mother. They never saw their mother apologize to their father. So they felt that's how life should be. Of recent, there is a marriage crisis like this I handled. What I did was to separate the kids. These kids come and stay in my place. I think I've shared it here before. And husband and wife, let us focus your issue. Whenever you are coming to my place, come single. That was the agreement. But this was a serious matter. These guys have already been separated. And most times I discuss with the kids, to be honest, if not for God, the children would have started eating their mother for no reason. So we should not involve our children whenever we are having crisis in our marriage. And if the crisis is getting so messier, please send the kids somewhere. Let them stay. If you want to make amends or to see, hopefully, to build the marriage, fine. I believe that at this present age, we should allow what I call harmony among people to exist.
Hmm. All right, then. The children should not interfere. Dan Dunstan's Vitalis on Facebook says, children shouldn't interfere. At times, they won't be able to use the right words to address the issue, and they may end up carrying curses from their parents. Favour Boniface says, good answer, Denise. Children should interfere in parental conflict because in a situation where it involves one's life and people are not around the house, the child can go as far as calling people passing by. Okay. I'm Soki Fubara from Port Harcourt and says, I'm not married, so would not know. Grew up in a family where mama respects my dad. Their parents quarrel in secret if you must vent it out. This outburst in Nigeria these days should be investigated. Quarrels, divorce, anger. We need more parents that are busy with work and business to reduce fisticuffs on the home front. Ekene, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Now, based on the what people brought to the, this is nature and this is biblical. Children should be, they should keep children out of marital issues. Because if any child involved in it is automatically cursed. If your dad is beating up your mom and you come to fight your dad, automatically cursed. If your mom is beating up your dad and you come to defend your dad, you automatically cursed.
What makes it automatically cursed?
Yes, because Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor the father and the mother.
Even when my parents are going astray.
Now, when parents are going astray, this is what you do as a wise child. You go to either parent, either of the, your grandparents, you think the person is faulty, and call the attention, or call the attention of any uncle, your father or mother listens to. If you're of age, but if you're not of age, keep yourself out of it. Mostly, I know some women beat men, and also most men beat women. Now, it's as simple as if your dad, why I'm using the man, why I'm talking about the man fighting, because there's more of domestic violence from the man in this part of the country. In this part of the world. Men always beat women. Now, when you find yourself in that situation that your dad is beating your mom, and as a daughter or as a son, don't go to involve yourself in such things. You're bringing cost to yourself. It is biblical. What do you do?
Can you reference a particular scripture in the Bible?
I just said Ephesians 3 verse 1 now.
Ephesians 3 verse 1.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor the father and your mother. So that your day may be long on earth.
Uh-huh.
Now imagine.
I don't see a part of that scripture that says, when your father is guilty of infidelity and you caught him in the act, you shouldn't call him to other. And I don't see a part in the scripture that also says, when your father is being physically abusive or your mother is being physically abusive, you shouldn't do something or say something.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not against you doing the child doing something. If you want to do something, use your wisdom. My Bible said, wisdom is what
wisdom is profitable to direct.
Is profitable to direct.
Mm.
Understand? Now, in this case, I never said the child should not do anything. Use your wisdom. Don't let your emotions play you into a course.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Josephine, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yes, definitely want to be. I want to try this point about children interfering.
Mm.
It depends on the ages of your children.
Mm.
The other speaker says, if there's a problem, there's a fight, the children should be sent away.
Mm.
And they don't witness the same.
Mm.
Okay, what if they're adults? Yes, the mother and the dad are into a fight. He or she is the best person to first make peace. See how he can stop them from that drama.
Mm.
So if he or she respects the daughter, has not become a client that the father or the mother from the child. That's to show how strength he or she is from the home. The child doesn't have to be faulting or abusing. It's just to make peace between the mom and the dad. And thank God is a pattern. But they don't become a public laugh.
Oh,
you know, when...
This line is really, really unclear. I'm so sorry I had to let you go. I see some WhatsApp messages. This one reads, good afternoon, Didi. For me, I can interfere in the case of domestic abuse because it has to do with... I wouldn't want my mother to die or my father for that matter. But when it comes to infidelity, I'm not part of it. I will never interfere. Cheating, no they kill. Let them deal with their infidelity issues. My opinion, though, for it is what it is. Stay from Port Harcourt. You know, sometimes we think of death as, the death of the physical flesh that is being committed to Mother Earth. But what if this person is dying emotionally? What if this person is dying psychologically? Yeah, we should think about death other than the death of the physical the physical body. Someone says, as an African, man is to marry more than one wife. If it's our culture, we're living in another culture brought to us by the white men. Even speaking English is now a tool to measure intelligence. Okay. What if Solomon, look, Mia, we marry one to avoid problems, and it is not right and good to involve the children. I started off the conversation by stating a populist saying, what God has joined together, let no man, let no woman, let no boy, let no girl put asunder. A very popular saying when two people are getting married, especially after they take their wedding vows. So after I now pronounce you man and wife. And on that note, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Others will say things like, they don't put mouth for man and woman matao. Because when they want to settle, they will settle with your names. And don't mind them. Wanted to scatter this our beautiful union. You that was trying to help them, you have now become the problem. But what about cases of conflict that directly or indirectly affect the children birthed in a union? I gave two instances. There's domestic violence, there's infidelity. Should children interfere in parental conflict? Should they? Especially when they witnessed it. Should they go calling for help? Should they call their parents to order? Or should they just turn a blind eye? I mean, it's mommy and daddy, they'll take care of themselves. A message on WhatsApp says, good afternoon, Nigerian. For children involving a marriage dispute between their parents, is it wrong? As a matter of fact, children should speak more, as this will make partners straighten up. The children are products of the marriage, and if they can't settle things themselves, They can involve extended family members. I said we're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH and Facebook also, NigeriaInfo90.3PH. Wachukwu Onyekachi says, well, it depends on their age bracket. If they're adults, I think there's nothing wrong with that. God can use anybody to correct anybody, regardless of age and status. This other one reads, oh dear, for some reason I'm unable to access it. But unfortunately, this is all we have time for.